I'm here with Richard Roth, interviewer extraordinaire, who is deeply steeped in the history of Columbia County, and who knows everyone.
Including the delightful Ina Saltz, who is here with me at the Columbia County Historical Society on Albany Avenue in Kinderhook. I asked her to come because she is the author of two books, Body Type 1 and Body Type 2.
Well, I love the subhead of Body Type 1 because notice that it doesn't contain the word tattoo at all. The whole title does not have the word tattoo in it. Intimate Messages Etched in Flesh. I love that title. Now, we had a hard time with the second one because, you know, my publishers, no one cared what I called the first one because they had no idea how successful it was going to be. So I have sort of had carte blanche with the cover design and the title. You know, they thought there would be some interest, but then it did so well that then everybody had something to say about the cover and the title for Body Type 2. So it ended up being a rather bland subtitle, which is just more typographic tattoos. Now, when I am working on Volume 3, and I'm intending to insist that when Body Type 3 comes out, I'm going to resurrect my husband's original idea for body type, which was a little too obscure for most people, but I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I understand why the publishers were a little reluctant, but what do you think about this, Richard? Epidermis. Isn't that fantastic?
It's a natural.
But people really would not have known. I mean, even the words body type is a little bit of a play on words because type people, my fellow type geeks, it is an integral term to our art, which is it means literally the body text or the running text or the text that is read at length in small sizes and that needs to be very legible. So the word body type is the body of the text.
Right, but of course, the headline type and the body.
Right, the display type, as it's called. And the display type could be everything from headline, subhead, even captions and, you know, call-outs, pull quotes, bylines, anything but the running text, you know, would be considered display type. But this is body type, so the little pun on the body and body. Anyway, so...
So how did you first decide to do this? What piqued your interest?
I was on a crosstown bus on 86th Street and in Manhattan, and I saw a guy. Now, remember that my whole life is about letter forms, calligraphy, typography. So I'm always, you know, looking at things with that point of view. And I also teach type at City College, and where I'm now the chair of the art department. And so I'm always looking for ways to excite my students about typography. So, of course, I've amassed a great collection of type to show them that type is everywhere. Type is, you know, in every possible form, signage, packaging, labeling, you know, reading materials, hang tags, everything. So to get back to the tattoo. So I saw on this bus a young guy with the word happy quite large in Helvetica in a lowercase, and believe me, I had paid no attention to tattoos before that. That one word just riveted my attention. It was large, it was bold. I knew the typeface right away. Helvetica is a very common typeface, and if you have not seen Helvetica the movie, wonderful documentary, I strongly recommend it. And don't laugh, because type can be dramatic and controversial, and anyway. So I fixed on that word, and I was just staring and staring, and I thought, well, normally, you know, in New York City, you do not start up a conversation with strangers on public transportation, but I had to speak to him, so I decided to approach him with the line, "Are you a graphic designer?" Because I just had a feeling that he must be. And he said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I am." And I said, "Well, I teach type at City College. I happen to have my camera with me. Would you mind if I take a picture of your tattoo? I try to excite my students about typography, and I've never seen a typographic tattoo." He said, "Sure. Well, that actual picture is on the cover of Body Type 1. This is the actual picture that I took on that bus inside the book you can see that it, the actual blue formica or blue, what is it, polyurethane of the bus seat where his arm was resting. And he gave me his card, and I got off the bus because I had to, I didn't even have time to give him my card. I had told him my name, but at that night I thought, let me go see what kind of a graphic designer he is, because of course I care deeply about that. And I went to, he had a blog, this was in 2003, and I thought, huh, a blog, let me click on this. And our entire conversation was recounted on his blog. He said, I was on the bus today and I met this woman named Ina Saltz. He remembered my name, he must have looked me up. So that just blew me away. Then I, in addition, my first thought was for my students. And then my second thought was, well, I was writing a regular column for a design magazine called Step Inside Design. Sadly, it expired in 2008, but I wrote for them for 5 years. So every issue I had to come up with new ideas for my column, which was to step away from the mainstream of design and what is design related, you know. But so it was a broad mandate. So I thought, well, you know, maybe I could do an article about this. But I had no idea where there were any more of such things. I had just stumbled on it. But so I had emailed this guy. And he said, oh, well, my boyfriend also has a typographic tattoo. Would you like to meet him? And I said, oh, absolutely. And then, I mean, Richard, forgive me, but I could talk for hours because every single person, so meeting the boyfriend was amazing because he was in a show called De La Guarda, which is sort of an acrobatic, crazy, low-rent sort of Cirque du Soleil type of thing. And who was his boyfriend? The guy who swung from the rafters with his butt cheeks exposed with on bungee cords. I mean, so, you know, he said, well, you have to come see him perform. So, you know, that was just an indication of how every single finding each person in these books led to some intimate personal encounter that was remarkable. These are very interesting people that I've
uncovered.
Well,
of course, one is dying to know what the boyfriend, what his tattoo said.
Oh, his tattoo, it was the word freedom. And these were apparently their nicknames for one another. Because they felt that, you know, if they broke up, at least the words would have meaning, and you know. So, anyway, then I thought, so then it happened, again, fortuitously, because everything about these books was serendipitous, that there was a tattoo convention that weekend at the Meadowlands. So I called my editor and I said, you know, are you interested, if I do a story on this, you know, are you interested? I need a press pass. So I went to that tattoo convention. I certainly collected enough tattoos to do an article about typographic tattoos. And then a friend said to me, well, you know, you should do a book on this. Now, I had never done a book. The thought of doing a book had never even entered my mind. You know, most people walk around, they don't think that they're going to become doctors or, you know, I mean, it was just something that seemed so unattainable to me. Me? Do a book? You know? But she, it was kind of like that moment in Moonstruck where Cher slaps Nicolas Cage across the face and she says, get over it, you know? And it was like, she had almost, it almost felt like that to me, like, oh, well, why don't I do a book, you know? No one else has done such a thing before on this particular topic. No one had done it. Do you know how rare it is to actually have an original idea? You think about any book you can think of. Well, someone's done 50, you know, books on that subject. No one had actually done this before. Whether there was a market for it or not, who knew? So that's kind of how it all began. And I didn't get a publisher right away. It was sort of a long, bumpy journey, but it ended in the best possible way because Abrams has been a fantastic publisher. First of all, I never dreamed they'd even want to do a book like this because they're known for very fine, beautiful, heavy, expensive art books. And so through a friend of a friend of a friend, I had two offers at that point, but they were from very small publishers. But then I heard about this guy, and I thought, well, let me give him a call, you know. And 10 minutes into my presentation to him, he said, we really want to do this book. And I said, are you sure? Because, you know, there's hair, there's flesh, it's very gritty, there are nipple rings, you know. Are you aware of this? He said, no, we really want to do this book because we're launching a new imprint, and it's aimed at younger people, and this would just be so perfect. So people now think I'm some kind of expert on getting things published, but the truth is I didn't know anything. I stumbled through the landscape. I made mistakes. I, you know, had false turns. But I ended up, Abrams has done a fantastic job of not only printing this for both of these books for $20, it's so incredible. They're full color, almost 200 pages with full, you know, color jacket. They feel like beautiful objects, and they're very, very, very affordable. And they've distributed them all over the world. My books are in, museums all over Europe, and they're in Australia. I get fan mail from all over the world now. Tasmania. A girl in college in Tasmania wrote her thesis on my books. It's so crazy. I hear from people all the time.
And once you were kind of on the track of people with typographic tattoos, you just kept finding more and more?
Well, the first book was more of a struggle because no one had ever done it before. So I would literally run after people in the street. I mean, I got very bold about it, to tell you the truth. I would see someone and I always carried my camera and my model releases with me. I learned to do that. And then I would just, you know, sometimes I was talking to friends and I'd say, excuse me, I just have to go, seriously. And some of my best tattoos were just people that I happened to walk past on the street. Then there were the ones that got away. I talked about those in the back of the book, of the first book. But so I would see them and I would say, I'm doing a book on typographic tattoos and I would really like to talk to you. And, you know, you understand that it's amazing that people didn't just turn tail on me, because I was just somebody who came up to them in the street with some fantastic tale about what I was doing. But then after the first book came out, and by the way, everywhere I went, I would see someone. It was almost like I had developed a third eye for these things. After that first one, I swear I started seeing them everywhere. I had never noticed them before. You know, it's like when someone says a word to you and you've never heard that word before, and then all of a sudden you keep hearing it everywhere you go. It was that kind of thing. It's like my eyes were opened and I saw them everywhere. If I went to the beach, if I went to a party, if I went to someone's office, or I would be talking about it to someone and someone else would overhear me and they'd say, oh, you have to meet my boyfriend. He's like a walking book. This was literally said to me at a party, and the guy was covered with political diatribes. He was covered with quotes from Tupac and Che and beautiful, beautiful type. I didn't agree with any of the sentiments, but the type was magnificent. So I photographed him in the back of a kickboxing studio in Williamsburg. I mean, you know, it just, every single tattoo in these books, when I look at them, I remember every encounter. It has just been an unbelievable adventure. So after the first book came out, then I got a lot of press. I was on Access Hollywood, I was on CBS News, I was on Fox News. And, you know, whatever you want to say about Fox News, they gave me 5 whole minutes. That was sort of my first media breakthrough. So I really have a fond place in my heart for them. I was in the green room, and, you know, it was kind of cool. So I got a lot of publicity, and so then from that, and from the book being so widely distributed, I mean, it was in all the 100 Urban Outfitters stores, and it was at the Museum of Modern Art, and it was at the Metropolitan Museum. And people have sent me pictures of it from the Pompidou Center and from Florence. It's unbelievable. So that changed my life. That book coming out changed my life. And then the second book was easier because, believe it or not, dozens of the people that I found or that I encountered for the second book had told me that they were inspired by my first book. Just, you know, crazy. Even my husband saw someone on the subway, and he said to her, you know, my wife did a book. She said, oh, I know that book. That's why I got this tattoo. So she's in the second book. A lot of people are in the second book who knew of the first book, but also a lot of other fantastic tattoos that just came my way for one reason or another. And the third book, which I hope will see the light of day, because I have even more amazing stuff. I mean, there's a guy with Camus on one shin, in French, Sartre on the other, a quote from the Aeneid on one arm, a quote from the Iliad on the other arm, and in the words of Ron Popeil, but wait, there's more. On one hip, the Fibonacci sequence, and on the other hip, pi to the 100th decimal. I mean, I cannot make this stuff up. And I just keep seeing more and more. So I feel if for that guy alone, there needs to be a third book, because, you know, although I do various talks and I show the slides, you know, of these people that are up, are, I have about 70 really good images for the next book. So I'm just, but I don't pursue it with the same intensity because I'm working on other things as well.
And how many images are there in the first?
Over 200 in each book, yeah. And I've edited them down. I mean, for the second book, actually, I became much more selective and discriminating. I had become almost jaded now. The things that I ran after in the first book, now I thought, well, you know, that's not so special. I've seen that before. So the second book, I edited out a good, you know, 50% of the material I had collected. I mean, I shot a lot for this book that never made it into this book because I felt like it was either a duplicate or wasn't special enough or so, anyway. But the first book is still extremely popular, believe it or not. It's still selling well. It had a new flurry of interest when the second book came out. So I hope people will collect them as a set.
And do people, how do they describe the process of choosing the type?
Oh, thank you for asking that question, Richard, because I just get so distracted. You know, it was my initial intent to just ask about the typeface, because that was what fascinated me. But of course, you have to ask, well, why did you choose that typeface? And that led me into asking people about the words that they chose, the messages. Why did they choose those messages? And so I became drawn into their psyches and their motivations and their commitment and passion. And by the way, in the tattoo world, a tattoo is referred to as a commitment because it's very permanent, despite what a lot of people think. And a big tattoo is called a serious commitment. So then I started becoming intrigued by the stories. And so when I wrote the captions for the first book, and they were all written in the first person. In other words, when I interviewed people, I took notes and I put them in their exact words and in their exact voice because I felt that was more compelling. And what turned out was that the stories behind the tattoos, and I think I was the first person to put the reasons behind the tattoo in the words of the person. Now, you have to understand that there are hundreds of books about tattoos, but they're all picture books. They don't talk about the motivations at all. So that was what fascinated me. The words, which are very specific now. You know, you can interpret a flower or a butterfly or a dragon or, you know, those could have many meanings behind them. But words are very, very specific. And so these really are very specific messages. People had something very precise that they wanted to say or allude to. And so that was also something very different about these books that wasn't true of other tattoo books. So that's been really fascinating. And that is what many readers have found fascinating. I have a big following in the typography and design worlds, but I also have a following in people who are interested in the psychology behind the tattoos. And the people say to me, well, why does someone get a typographic tattoo? So first of all, I say, first you have to understand that I ask them also about their level of education, what they do. I mean, I tried to make it very scientific. So I can tell you that every single person in these books either has a college degree, is in the process of getting a college degree, and many have advanced degrees, and multiple advanced degrees. So the reasons behind their tattoos are often intellectual reasons. They're often sort of very, well-considered, well-thought-out. These are not people who got drunk one night or went out with friends or, you know, these were not quick decisions. These were thoughtful, considered choices, and I respect that. I mean, I came to change my whole opinion about people with tattoos through the process of doing these books. And so I sort of feel now like I'm on a mission to change other people's minds too, especially older people who have a very stereotypical idea about who gets a tattoo. A lot of these people are younger people. It's become much more acceptable to have tattoos now. These are educated, sophisticated, culturally aware people, and they're a very different class of people. I hesitate to say that because I don't want to offend anyone who has a tattoo that's not typographic, but these are very different. They're unto themselves.
Well, Anna, I think we're going to end it there because they're closing the museum now.
Oh, they are.
But that also is a fine place to stop. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I love talking about tattoos and my books. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
A pleasure.